broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the Wisconsin On Demand app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's a great day to be alive on this Wednesday. Kyle Bruston-Nordman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust, alongside our Packer backer, Wisconsin backer, specifically right now, a Bucks backer, Kyle Wallace.
Say yes, sir. Kyle. Yes, sir. Specifically right now, a Milwaukee Bucks backer, as a homer that I am.
No Brad Nordman. He's at one of his many estates. Alex Stroh running the show, and we are excited to start the show with the newest members of the Milwaukee Bucks. We have AJ Johnson and Tyler Smith. Welcome to Kyle Bruston-Nordman, and welcome to the state of Wisconsin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, and we're excited to have you guys. We've got a couple of fun things planned. But what is your overall impression so far of Wisconsin? Because I know you haven't been here. You know some players that are in the NBA that are from here. But so far, it's been a couple days plus. What do you think?
I mean, I say it's a chill city. So far, super from what
chill.
I see.
Yeah, super chill for sure. Yeah. It reminds me a lot of my home, hometown, Fresno, but like super flat.
Fresno, California?
Yeah.
Okay. Kyle, you're going to be the tour guide for the
Yeah. So I'm born and raised in Milwaukee, and I remember I was just like y'all. I wasn't as tall or talented as y'all, but I understand, you know, what it is, because you guys are going to come.
D3 football player with some bad knees.
Yeah, you know, D3 football player, but we respect athletes around here. But I know what it's like to come of age in Milwaukee, but more importantly for you all, you're following the footsteps of great people like a Giannis, who came at around the same age and grew into the giant that he is today. So I'm excited to see you all's journeys, but we'll make sure we take good care of y'all.
And so what we do want to know from you guys to start here is, as it comes to your guys' career, right? You guys are young. I think you guys are aware. You guys make us even feel old as we're trying to stay young. But when you guys look at your future NBA career, we'll start with AJ here. We'll go to Tyler. If you could envision what an NBA career would be like for you, what do you see?
I'll probably see myself dominating in the league, of course, being considered one of the most skilled players in the world, like later on down the line. A lot of wins, all-stars, everything, really.
I like it. I mean, it incorporates the personal and team success. What about you, Tyler?
I'll say I would be a winner for sure. Hopefully 5 all-stars. And considered probably, like, conversation for a Hall of Famer probably won.
Oh, man, I love
like
this.
I like that.
I love the mentality because, you know, we won a championship back in 2021. But overall, what I think about is we didn't know who y'all were last week. Like, literally a week ago, a lot of people didn't know who AJ Johnson was. A lot of people didn't know who Tyler Smith is. And so when we look at this now, can you let us know each, when we look at a current player or a former player in the NBA, what would you compare your game to or who you aspire your game to kind of match and look like?
Let me go first. Oh, yeah, I'll probably say, like, a Shea, Tyrese Halliburton, LaMelo, like just like in the aspect of just playing freely, confident, getting my teammates involved, just being exciting.
You plan on being as cocky as Tyrese? You know he's from right up the way here in Wisconsin. You don't plan. That, you know we mad at him right now.
Yeah.
We got to get payback.
No, we're going to get that payback for sure.
I love it. How about you, Tyler?
I think I play like Keegan Murray.
Okay.
Just shoot the ball. Raptors Chris Bosh, versatile forward, you know.
I love that.
You watch a lot of highlights? I hope so.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
I mean, I sit and watch the old All-Star games, and Chris Bosh used to be able to ball. Underrated. Now, I have a stack of papers in front of you guys. You probably don't know that yet. But what I want you to do is I want you to pick up the stack of papers, because this is a little bit of a trivia here. So what we're going to start is, there for you radio listening audience, we have AJ Johnson and Tyler Smith. Don't skip ahead. This is like like class back then. You guys went right to the.
But they was in high school. A year ago.
You can get through high school just by showing up.
No,
you
know? Don't say that. These kids are intelligent. They worked hard, right?
So for the radio listening audience, there is a picture of a Milwaukee Buck. He's wearing jersey number 34. Not named Giannis. Who is this man?
Ray Allen.
All right, good.
Oh, wow. How did y'all know this so you just know what he looks like?
I mean, Ray.
Okay,
We started easy. We started easy.
Did y'all know Ray Allen played for the Bucks?
Yeah.
All right, now.
Next on the video stream, we have a Milwaukee Bucks player, number 21.
Yeah. Darvin Ham.
Yeah!
Oh!
Does it look like him?
Yeah, it does look like him.
Yeah. Did you not know AJ?
No, I knew it started with a D, but I didn't know it was like Devin, Darvin. I didn't really know how to pronounce all the way, so.
You're going to get to know him.
Yeah, you're going to get to know him. Trust me. Yeah. Our next image, AOL Instant Messenger. Do you know what this is or does or anything about it?
No.
Message people?
Okay. A context clue.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
This was our iMessage.
So you know.
Now, Kyle does the Android. Can we boo him for that?
You have Android?
You got Android?
Yeah, I do. Google Pixel? Who got a Google Pixel?
No.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
He said no.
You know how y'all text people? This is how we used to text people back in the day. We didn't have phones.
We
could
set away messages.
Yeah.
Kyle, creative. What does yours say back in the day?
A lot of weird, crazy things. But you know, I grew up from that.
Dang.
Next on the list here, please tell me you guys know what this is. This is a green machine to play
Game Boy. Yeah.
You got Game Boy?
No, but my cousins
I know
used
about
to.
This.
Yeah.
You know about this. And what year were y'all born again, just so everybody in our listening audience can know?
04.
Yeah. 04. 2004.
Damn, I was 13.
I was 14.
That's when I was driving to AU basketball, listening to songs. I didn't know the lyrics and what it meant. And
they were just, you know, being born. So that's fantastic. The future of the Milwaukee Bucks. I love it.
We now put up a picture of you. Tyler, how do you know this?
Blockbuster.
VSH.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
No.
That's ding, ding, ding.
No, it is VHS tape. You don't
he said
see,
VS, he said VSH.
Oh, I mean,
but we get points for even
VHS.
Yeah. Now, Tyler, you must got. So you said cousins. You must got some cousins that are older.
Yeah.
That you
yeah,
kicked
like
it around.
28.
Okay. So yeah, they kind of on the brink of that. AJ, did you know what this was that we saw the tape?
I mean, I knew what the tape like looked familiar, but I don't really know.
What is the Blockbuster?
You can play like movies off of this.
What is the Blockbuster? What is the Blockbuster?
So y'all don't know what Blockbuster is?
I mean, I heard of it. You can
Blockbuster
play movies
movie
on it, right?
Is like a place where you get your movies.
There it is.
We got one of those in Houston.
We used to have to go and hope and pray that when the best movie that just came out, they would have the title of the movie, and behind it was the actual videotape. So you just had to pray that they had one that you could bring home to watch.
Yeah, me and my grandma Netflix. Got Sandlot from there. Like I used to watch Sandlot a lot. So.
That's culture. Yeah. That's what's up. That's
culture, 19-year-old.
I like this. Y'all ready? I like that. What we got next, man?
Last but not least, and I'd be shocked if y'all know this. The face from Tyler says it all. The last page.
I don't think I got that.
You got
picture.
It after Blockbuster. You should. You, more.
MP3 player.
All right, I'll show it up right here. MP3 player.
Is he right?
No. You got to get one guess here.
Damn.
Oh,
that's a PS3. No, that's like a Sony PS5, something like that. PS something.
A Sony PS5.
They what? They don't... See, here's the thing. This is... So you know how the MP3 player, right? Before MP3, y'all know CDs? This is a CD player.
Oh, like you put the CD inside of it and you listen to it.
And you listen to it.
It's called
a
Walkman.
Ancient, right? Like, hey, who would do that?
That's a good idea. That's tough.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
actually,
maybe
you guys would look really cool if you showed up before games with these on. People would respect you. Because they'd be like, man, that's like a classic.
It's like a hassle, though. You got to take it out, put another song on.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like.
That's the exact reason why we have
iPods
music on our phone now.
That turned into phones.
It is an absolute hassle. I love this. You guys are making me feel young and old at the same time.
Joined now by AJ Johnson and Tyler Smith, the newest Milwaukee Bucks. Who has been the most instrumental in helping you guys so far throughout the process in the Milwaukee Bucks organization?
I say the vet that's been there the most is Chris Middleton.
Mm.
Yeah, Chris Middleton has been talking to us a little bit.
Yeah, like off the court, on the court, all the above.
Yeah, off the court. Like my locker's right next to his, so. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
What does it mean for you all to really come into an organization like the Milwaukee Bucks and have a Chris Middleton that you were watching on TV, to have a Damian Lillard that you were watching on TV? What does it mean to come into an organization that's already a good one, but then on top of that, to be around so many great vets that can teach you so much?
No, it's definitely a blessing just to be around vets like them and just a team like this, like a winning team that is really experienced and like one of the best teams in the league. So it's just like it's really a blessing just to be able to go into an environment like this and learn from them.
All right, so yesterday on our show, we had a conversation on what Kyle Wallace would do. We were talking about some guaranteed money that was going on around the NBA. Kyle would go right to bottle service. I like that sound, by the way. That was perfect timing for that. Kyle would go to bottle service if he signed his first contract, and everyone would be getting drinks, and everyone would know he played in the league.
Because I was 21.
Yeah, and then they're 19. Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
because
19.
I was 21, so they can't do that.
Do you guys have a first purchase planned?
I mean, I really got what I wanted when I was at Overtime when I was 16. Like, I bought the Louis bag already, got a car.
He said, oh, wow.
Next thing to do is just buy a place out here. That's really it.
Oh, wow.
That was like the next purchase.
Oh, wow. So wait a minute. So you play for Overtime Elite?
Elite, yeah.
And so you already got the Louis bag in the car, huh?
Yeah.
So basically, you probably prepare. So this newfound, well, it's going to be additional fame and additional money that you can. You are already ready for that because you've already experienced that and know how to handle all that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's exciting, mature. What about yourself, AJ?
Yeah, no, I feel like I've gotten the things that I pretty much want, but, you know, it's going to be more things I want that I don't know that I want yet, but I feel like the next purchase for both of us will probably be, like, a place to live. We both in a hotel as of right now. But.
Yeah, get y'all a place to live. Make some investments as well.
Yeah, make some investments.
They're going to set y'all up.
I played with the Bucks Summer League, and the worst thing I ever did was take the per diem in Vegas and go right to the tables. Do opposite of Mr. Ben over here, all right? Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace.
Is that gambling?
Yes, gambling. That's gambling. Oh, shoot. They can't even gamble either. Oh, they're in good shape.
You are in good shape.
They're in great shape. All my advice goes to hell now.
But I do want to dig into a little bit about like y'all journey a little bit because you guys are new to Milwaukee, and again, you guys are going to be staples of the organization. That's the dream, and that's the goal, to be staples of the organization. And we talk about the journey. You talked about Chris Middleton, like hearing about his journey from Texas A&M and being, I believe, from South Carolina with the Pistons and coming to the Bucks and becoming a mainstay. Giannis, we all know his story. Like, can you guys talk about your journey from high school to going to Australia to playing for overseas elite to playing for the G League? Can you guys just talk about that, AJ?
Yeah, no, I mean, I started off in Fresno, of course. Like, I grew up there. I ended up moving to LA like 15 years old just for like more exposure to get my name out there and stuff like that. I started going to a lot of camps and tournaments and stuff like that, and I started to get my name out there. I started to get up in the rankings and things like that. I ended up leaving high school at like top 20 in the country. I was committed to Texas, and I ended up choosing to decommit and go play overseas in the NBL. I thought it was just like the best decision for my development because at the end of the day, my goal is to be a great NBA player, and I just felt like taking that professional route early would give me the best chance to do that. So, yeah, I did that for 10 months, and then, yeah.
Who, Tyler?
I'll say my journey was pretty bumpy, man. Like, freshman year, COVID happened, so didn't play AU like that.
What, freshman year of high school?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sophomore.
Like,
he's 19.
Yeah, they grad to you. You were in high school. So COVID happened when you were in high school, and it's been that long ago. My goodness.
So, like, everything just happened quick, like, super quick. Like, COVID happened freshman year, right before our playoff game. Had to finish that season. Then there was no AAU. So, sophomore year, we couldn't go to school, just play basketball with the mask on all season. After that, they made us go back to school the next year. I wasn't used to being in class for 8 hours a day again.
Yeah.
So, just 2 weeks in there. Seeing Overtime wanted me, I was like, I think this is the right fit for me. This is what I believe in, and this is what I want to do. So committed there and went there for 2 years, and then went to Ignite, developed there, and now I'm in a league. So,
well, one thing I think is worth noting here is in the state of Wisconsin, people obviously love all of their sports teams. Are you guys football fans?
Oh, yeah, I would definitely be going to Green Bay games for sure. Yeah.
But he says, are you a sports fan? Because you say you're going to go back. Are you a Packers fan now?
You can't make let him get there himself.
We're going to find out now, Mr. Smith. Are you a Packers fan? Because you said you're from Houston, so I don't know if you're a Texan.
I'm from New Orleans.
Oh, you're from New Orleans. But you just lived in Houston.
Yeah, raised in Houston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So are you a
Saints
fan?
But I like the Packers too.
Okay, you know,
see,
Lil
that's
Wayne.
A good answer.
Well, Lil Wayne's from New Orleans. He likes the Packers, so maybe you could be like Lil Wayne.
Yeah, for sure.
AJ, you jumping on board?
Nah, I mean, I like the Packers. I mean, I'll definitely go to a game, but I don't watch football too much, but family does.
Yeah, well, Tyler, I can feel the real football energy. My advice would be go to a Packer game. They'll start chanting "Go Pack, go,
go Pack, go." Just say "Go Pack, go." Just say what it's "Go Pack, go,
go Pack, go."
I can't say
go,
it.
Why can't you say it? You just say you like the Packers.
You sing that, everybody in the state's gonna love you.
They'll love you. They'll love you. The New Orleans will be okay with it. They'll be okay with that.
Lastly, as we're getting ready to be done here with AJ Johnson and Tyler Smith, the newest Milwaukee Bucks here, and Kyle Bruston Ortman, cheese curds. Had the chance to try one yet? Have you even heard of a cheese curd?
Mm-mm.
Oh, y'all don't.
That's on us. How do we not have cheese curds?
My friends that brought them here, I know it may not be part of their diet, but
yes.
Y'all got to slide the fried cheese curds. They got to get some of those fried cheese curds and get them some custard ice cream. Again, they going to take care of y'all, but y'all cheat meal going to be fried cheese curds and some custard ice cream.
You'll thank us.
Yeah.
I mean, I did not know what a cheese curd was either when I moved from Chicagoland to Wisconsin, but I tell you, when you have it, a little bit of ranch, you will be in heaven. And I know AJ, you know,
is it just
we got to get a little more on you. I know you know that.
Need it. Yeah, I'm definitely trying.
We need lean protein too with that. Yeah, I know you know that.
Sure. Is it just a cheese curd?
Cheese stick.
It's like a cheese stick.
It's like a mozzarella
stick,
but like it's like this size.
It's mozzarella sticks that are smaller. It's delicious. When you try, I'm like, okay. Trust me on that one.
Anything else you guys want to share about yourselves before we let you go to the Wisconsin audience?
I would like to say one thing. I am happy to be a Buck.
All right.
Yeah. That. Power.
I am too. Yes. I am too.
AJ Johnson, ditto's that. Well, we appreciate you guys hanging out with us here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman, and I know you guys got to run to talk to our friends over at 620 WTMJ, so enjoy the time over there, and thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. AJ Johnson, Tyler Smith of the Milwaukee Bucks here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman. We'll be back with you in a little bit. Do not go anywhere.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
Dick Van Dyke, real quick, on the cha-cha slide ACL, says she was carried out by all five of us. Five people?
That's a big girl.
Yeah, that's a big girl who did cha-cha.
Stop it, Kyle.
What you mean? Five of them had to carry us. Big girl. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.